now more than ever, you need a source of news you can trust. And you have such a source in WYPR. Members are our most important source of funding, and we need you now more than ever so we can continue to keep you informed amid the pandemic with honest, accurate journalism. You can make a pledge at WYPR.org. If you're a sustaining member, consider an additional gift or increasing your monthly pledge. We could not be here without you, and we thank you so much.
This is Anibon Basu with your Monday Morning Economic Report. Low food prices are great for consumers, but are walloping rural economies across the U.S. As indicated by writers Sharon Nunn and Benjamin Parkin, South Dakota and Iowa are the only two states in America in which gross state product declined during the second quarter. That was a quarter during which the overall U.S. economy expanded by 3.1% on an annualized basis. Gross state product in Iowa and South Dakota has declined in four of six recent quarters. According to the Commerce Department, low farm prices dented growth in 23 other states, but not by enough to tip them into decline. Perhaps in violation of basic laws of economics, farms in the U.S. and globally continue to produce large quantities of food despite low prices. Accordingly, grocery store and supermarket prices in America rose by less than 1% during a recent 12-month period. The combination of massive supply and low prices is expected to last until at least next summer, according to various analysts. Crop farmers in the Midwest and Great Plains recently harvested another bumper corn and soybean crop. Hog and cattle farmers have taken advantage of low feed costs to expand their herds, leading to growing supplies of meat. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu. This is Anibon Basu with your Tuesday Morning Economic Report. Earlier this month, the Labor Department reported that the nation added 228,000 jobs in November. This figure represents a preliminary estimate and is subject to revision. However, revisions are unlikely to be large enough to alter the bottom line. The U.S. economy continues to produce plenty of net new job opportunities for job seekers, though jobs are, of course, being created much faster in certain communities than in others. The official rate of unemployment remained at 4.1% in November, matching the lowest level in 17 years. Perhaps most revealing is that a broader measure of employment and underemployment, known as U6, also recently fell to a 17-year low. This measure includes not only the unemployed, but also those involuntarily in part-time jobs and those too discouraged regarding their prospects to search for work. The spread between the official rate of unemployment at 4.1% and U6 fell in October to 3.8%, the smallest gap since the recession began in 2007. As indicated by writer Eric Morath, this suggests that the share of Americans who are on the fringe of the labor market has finally returned to historically normal levels. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu. This is Anibon Basu with your Wednesday Morning Economic Report. There is a considerable amount of shopping taking place this week. This tends to be a very active period for retailers. But for much of 2017, discussion regarding retail has been quite gloomy, with many analysts predicting the coming collapse of retail jobs due to a combination of online shopping and automation. As indicated by Bloomberg, this isn't simply conjecture. Starting in January of this year, retail employment declined for seven consecutive months. That's a losing streak that hasn't been observed outside of a recession since the early days of World War II. Since August, however, retail employment nationally is up by more than 28,000 positions, with nearly 19,000 added in November above and beyond the normal holiday shopping season retail hiring binge. True, retail employment is still expanding more slowly than employment in most other sectors. But it isn't spiraling downward, at least not yet. The 1970s and 1980s represent the heyday of retail employment. Back then, retail employment as a percentage of total employment was rising rapidly, in large measure due to the development of large malls. That era is long past, but retail retains relevance. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu. This is Anibon Basu with your Thursday Morning Economic Report. Economists disagree on many issues, so much so that many spend virtually all of their time trying to disprove the findings of others. But as indicated by writer Ian Hathaway, there are at least two areas of broad consensus: the importance of entrepreneurship to economic growth and the outsized role that immigrants play in founding companies in America. Despite that, immigration policy is in flux at a time when the rate of business formation in the U.S. is near a four-decade low. The Center for American Entrepreneurship recently published a study indicating that 43% of companies in the 2017 Fortune 500 were founded or co-founded by an immigrant or by the child of an immigrant. That translates into 216 Fortune 500 companies founded by immigrants or their children. These 216 companies produced $5.3 trillion in global revenue last year, employing more than 12 million workers globally in the process. Many of these companies are in technology, trade, and finance. Among the top 35 companies, the immigrant or child of immigrant share is an astonishing 57%. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu. This is Anibon Basu with your Friday Morning Economic Report. Available data indicate that 2018 should be a terrific year for job seekers. A recent report from the Bureau of Labor Statistics indicates that when the most recent recession began in December of 2007, the ratio of unemployed persons per job opening was 1.9. In other words, there were approximately two people looking for work for every available position at the beginning of that last recession. That ratio peaked at nearly 7 unemployed persons per job opening in July of 2009. Since that point, the ratio of unemployed persons per available job opening has trended lower. As of October 2017, the ratio of unemployed persons per job opening stood at just 1.1. In other words, there is nearly one job available for every person looking for work. There are presently 6 million job openings in America. This does not, of course, mean that unemployment will simply disappear. There remain profound skills mismatches between what many employers in healthcare, construction, trucking, manufacturing, and professional services require and the skills possessed by the unemployed. There are also geographic mismatches with many job openings in communities with a dearth of affordable or mid-priced housing. For WYPR, I'm Anibon Basu.